T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Well, we're in better shape in Connecticut. That's the good news. So joining us here is the state controller, the very talented Kevin Lembo. Hello, Kevin Lembo.
Good morning, Ray. Happy New Year.
Are you going to go talk to the legislators as they get underway with the session?
You know, I'm not. And it's the first time in a very, very long time that I won't be there. But I'm really trying not to attend sort of group events, even if they're outside.
Good boy. You're doing the right thing. So there you go.
You reach a certain age, Ray, and you can't be messing around.
I know it. Oh, God. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you and I and Joe and everybody else have talked about this forever. And that, of course, is the deficit. Every time we talk to you, it's the budget. But things are a little bit brighter, at least according to a report that you put out yesterday, that, in fact, well, things are improving somewhat. Now, what's the story? Where are we now?
So right now I'm projecting a deficit for this fiscal year. And, you know, this is the fiscal year that will run through June 30th of 2021 of about $615 million. And that's a big number, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's an improvement over last month of about $265 million. I was at $880
on
December 1st. So, you know, there's improvements. There's improvement in revenue collection. The corporate tax is up. The sales tax is up somewhat. The conveyance tax, you know, related to real estate transactions is up for obvious reasons. I think we've been watching that occur. So all of that means that there are there's a recovery underway, and there are dollars coming into state coffers. And we're generally weathering this economic storm pretty well. But like everything else, there's a secondary story to this that isn't so bright.
Yeah. You know, and I was taking a look, and this is actually very informative. Can I find it on your website? Because I know you sent
Absolutely.
It to us. But okay. That's transparency, ladies and gentlemen. Connecticut, I mean, some people, this may seem hard to believe, but actually for the third quarter, we actually were doing better than the rest of the country. I mean, as far as, you know, the average, we're doing well. It was like, what was the income growth? It was fairly serious, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. I mean, in the income tax alone, the withholding grew 1.6%, which sounds like a small percentage, but these are big numbers.
Big percentage.
And so, you know, they're tens to hundreds of millions of dollars, some of these small incremental changes. You know, the problem, Ray, is like everything else, there's a disproportionate impact on families. You know, you pointed out, you know, a situation earlier that it's bad news, right? Bad for the landlord, bad
either
for the
way.
Resident. It's just, that's not going to end well. Yeah. And likewise here, you know, unemployment's at 8.2%, and the vast majority of those folks are in low wage jobs. And, you know, they were sort of turned out of work. Some of them went back, but then in November we slipped again. And so the national unemployment number is 6.7. We're at about 8.2, though that still may be a little underestimated. And it's at the kitchen tables of those folks who don't have the luxury of telecommuting, right?
Yeah.
Who work in an industry that requires visitors, tourists to be there. Their jobs just aren't there for them, and so they're really having a very difficult time. And I can understand why they could hear me speaking today and say, what the heck is he talking about?
Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, just one thing, you know, speaking of that, the home values, and as you know, and it's been this way since I got here and probably before that, you know, it's basically the property tax. And I did notice you have a chart in here that shows the price of single-family homes, and part of that, I think, was that a lot of people from New York and even Jersey, I suppose, are moving to Connecticut and buying properties, which brings the prices up, which is good because your town, which is probably strapped, will get more in the way of property tax income, correct?
Yeah, yes. And we're seeing folks who are identifying this opportunity and are putting their houses on the market. Some of them are staying. A lot of them are staying right where they are in the town mm-hmm. that they're in, but they're downsizing. You know, I think about that very often. You know, I look around the house and say, do I need all this house? And the answer to that is probably no, but it's too much of an effort to sell it. So, you know, I think I'll stay put for now. But, you know, a lot of folks are seeing this opportunity and jumping on it and realizing some significant increases in what they would have got for the house a year ago.
Kevin Lembo is the state comptroller with us for a few minutes this morning, just talking about, some relatively good news. Let's put it this way, better news than we were dealing with a month ago. If you take a look back, and like I say, so this is, guys, seriously, get online and check this out because it's very interesting and somewhat encouraging, actually. You take a look, you see that big dip. What was the worst part of this thing? When did the thing really hit? Was it March? When was it?
Yeah, it was March into April. We just dropped precipitously. It was terrible. We went from a manageable budget deficit that likely we would have closed out to, you know, $1 billion in the red at that point. And then it recovered. So that's what's so strange about this. And I know we talked about this in the past. Mm-hmm. We dropped and then recovered to the point where we went from $1 billion in negative territory to $40 million in a surplus. Wow. So, and a lot of that is, you know, stock market driven, which is great for folks who have exposure to the stock market, who have something, you know, invested in it, but a lot of people don't, right? So they're not feeling that gain. So I'm seeing a similar pattern, though not as extreme this year. You know, we're down, and now you can see month to month, we're crawling out. But no one has any idea what a resurgence, a new variation on the virus would mean. What does it mean not to push down meaningful stimulus to individuals? What does it mean to, you know, for the federal government to say, yes, states, you're on your own, essentially, when it comes to loss of revenue? And there's been a lot.
Yeah, we're following that 10th Amendment is what we're doing there. One thing you have here, and this is interesting to me, a lot of this is, but, you know, the confidence, you know, it was Franklin Roosevelt who said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. Well, in a sense, that's where we are now. And I'm looking at confidence in this index you have. I think it's from the Conference Board or some Board of Consumer or whatever. But, I mean, it's dropped. If the attitude gets more positive, do you see more of an improvement?
Yeah, of course. It's because it's not just individuals making decisions about what they're going to do with maybe $100 they have left over at the end of the month. You know, it's what are the folks who are spending a lot of money buying airplanes and making huge decisions, corporate decisions about what they're going to do. How does that impact everything else? Confidence is first, and everything else follows. But, you know, we simultaneously see an increase in debt. You know, lots of concerns about what's in that debt. And we could talk about student loans all day, but that's a piece of it. We also saw, though, on the positive side, an uptick in saving trends.
Yes.
Some of those folks who got the first sort of stimulus didn't spend it all, or any of it in some cases, and threw it into their saving account or paid off debt. So, you know, those are all good things. They're
good
not
deal.
Necessarily stimulative.
But it's there for a rainy day, and that's what we've got here in this state. You know, in a sense,
you know,
but it's improving.
Rainy day fund, as you know, is healthy. Still.
That's it. Hey, Kevin Lembo, thanks for being on. We'll talk again, I hope.
Always good to talk to you, Ray.
Take care. That's Kevin Lembo, State Controller.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.